Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. This is part two of the recap. If you missed part one, go check out your podcast feed. It's right there. And without further ado, let's get right back into the recap.
So then the Brittany is setting up girls' night and she's like, girls' night, sparkle! Lala comes and Lala's like, what the fuck? She's like, girl, we are doing a crab boil. Boop, boop.
Yeah, it's bicycle. I'm doing a whole transformation. I'm having a tummy tuck. I'm getting breast implants. I'm getting crab claws added to me. That's why we got this. I'm going to collect all the claws afterwards and bring them to the doctor. I just want to have them on my back. I'll be like rattling around. It'll be fun.
I'm going to have crab claw ears. It's going to be so good.
I have one of these shells. I'll be like, hello, I'm a crab.
I'm getting a tummy tuck. I'm getting breast implants taken out. I'm getting smaller ones back in. I'm getting a lobster tail put on my tailbone. I'm getting 360 lipo. Y'all won't even be able to keep gloves on me.
Janet, Michelle, everyone comes over. All the girls and Zach come over. And Zach is like, wait. Tell her to close her eyes. And Jasmine's like, okay, close your eyes. Okay, hold on. Me, Kristen, and Jasmine want to get you something really special, okay? This is the first of two times that this happens on the show of close your eyes. We've got you a gift. In this case, Zach has purchased a 1/8 scale of Britney's boobs turned into a cake.
It says RIP titties.
And she's like, oh, you're 2015 to 2025, baby. Yay.
So Nia comes with her nanny, fun Christina. Everybody's super excited. Hey, Christina. Hey, girl. She's like, oh, my God, is that a titty cake? So she brings in the baby and stuff. And then Brittany's like, you like crab? And he's like, no.
It's a crab. And Nia, okay,
well. I got corn and sausage and there's chicken wings and there's fries. There's also, if you look under the crab, there's some burgers down there. Oh, there's a Caesar salad under that crab claw over there. And oh, there's some ice cream too. It's like, damn, what is happening in this crab thing?
I like when Lala walked in. She's like, aren't you having surgery tomorrow? Like, what the fuck? Is this really the time to binge?
I know. It seems like a strange choice to go like New Orleans crab boil right before you have to go under the knife. I mean, you're also not supposed to
poop a lot, and it's going to be hard to poop. Why would you do this to yourself?
Yeah, it's also like I know you're not really supposed to eat before you have anesthesia. So I'm like, I'm curious about this situation. Do a lot of people get crab boils before breast reductions? I just want to know. You know, you're like, I'm going to remove the lipo, but before I do that, let's just add like some crab to it real quickly.
Well, it's just like to have a binge right before you go for a 360 lipo. I mean, that's so intense, and fat doesn't turn to fat right away. Like, you can eat something one day and it takes time for your body to turn it into fat. So it's like, you're putting fat on when you're about to get fat taken. It's just the logic of it, you know. But we're talking about Britney, and there's not a lot of logic there. So, you know,
I think it's better live. The salt is very intense with a meal like this. I'll tell you that much. Remember when we went to Oh My Crab last year?
Yes,
it was fun. You didn't like it.
You know, I go because I have so much fun and your friends are so nice and I always love talking and I eat it because I like the spices. Like, I'll dip my bread in the spices and stuff. But ultimately, I'm like this cast that looks at it like, ew, like you're just breaking apart dead things. And the best one we went to was in New Orleans. That was a good one.
That was
great.
All those crawfish.
That was incredible. We had so much. It wasn't only crawfish. I mean, it was like, we ate the whole restaurant. We did a pre-360 lipo binge at that place. Did,
yeah.
We went nuts. That was really good. But most of them, I'm like, no, unless I have good bread.
Yeah. The saddest one was the one we went to in Alabama, where you just basically watched me eat crawfish in that like empty restaurant.
I was not going to trust that strip mall. I was not going to trust that Alabama strip
mall. I was like, Ronnie, we're going to get some local food.
Nope. And that was even before GLP-1s. I mean, that's how shitty that food looked. I was like, nope, I'm saying no to you, and I'm not even drugged.
So Lala tells us, I like the kind of crab that sings like a little companion in like a Disney movie, like not dead on a table for me to eat. So like a Disney companion. So they're eating and like, you know, Brittany goes all in. She's like, is sticking it in her mouth. She's like, oh, cramps.
Zach's like, Brittany, absolutely not. This is not a beer bottle that you're trying to open. Don't use your teeth.
Janet also has an update. She's like, so I came home and nothing made me want to have sex with Jason more than knowing that I couldn't. And I was like, wait, we can't? And he was like, I thought about it. And then he went over all the options and all of them just seemed like potential re-injury, especially that one move that was, hey, pretend we're playing basketball, then let's have sex afterwards. That was going to be really bad on his knee.
Mala's like, well, you're going to have to give him blowjobs. And she's like, no, that's not going to happen. Zach's like, Jesus, Benji and I will take care of him. At least I get blowjobs. I mean, geez, I think I blocked, though. I can't even text him.
Yeah, I reached out to him when I found out, and I was like, oh, my God, that's terrible. Yeah, I really appreciate that, Jack. And then they started talking about how the paramedic who picked up Jason was like super hot. Because that's something that happens in LA all the time. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Truly. Like, it is like porn star care workers or
the firemen in the services city?
Workers. Yes.
Oh my God. It's crazy.
Firemen are kind of not universally. I mean, not 100%, but like 90%. I mean, there's a lot of fucking firemen. There really are.
It's
so, they're talking about that. And Janet's like, yeah, Jason tried to get his number, you guys. He tried to get his number. What? Did you? Why? Why was Jason trying to get his number?
Maybe
what's going on here?
I don't know, but I'm sort of into
suddenly
it.
I care about Jason's knee. I'm like, fix that knee so you can get back down on it, sir. Get that
hot
number.
Hot Jason with a hot fireman. Yes. I'd like to see where this goes.
Yes.
So
Mia's saying, well, yeah, I just want everybody to know I made a meal train for Brittany. Oh, God. Mia's the meal train person. Of course she
God.
Is.
God. I know exactly. Of course. God, I hate the meal train person. I love doing the meal trains. You know what it is? Love making food for people. And I'm happily have provided food for meal trains. But it's the meal train person who gets to that. They're the one who annoys me because they're sort of like very perky. But like insistent that you help on their schedule. It's like, I set this up. Here are the slots. So you have to do it this way. And I'm like, I kind of want to do it my way. Like, I'll just make the
food. Why are all these
slots
while your child has soccer practice? Like, you're making it convenient for yourself, but not the rest of us. Here's my thing with meal trains. I think they're super nice. My mom is sick, and so she has meal trains and stuff like that. Her friends are so sweet. Like, they really are the best women she could ever be gifted. You know, angels. That I'm about to diss right now. So here's the thing. You get a meal train. I think it's great to have a meal train person. And in her case, the meal train person is like an angel. But there also needs to be a meal train judge. Okay. There needs to be like, if you have a bitchy gay son, have him do it. That needs to look over the meal train list and say, absolutely not. I do not want your spaghetti. Spaghetti is not meal train food. Or to be like, you know what? A tuna sandwich is not a meal train food. No one wants that. Or like to be able to taste it and like give tips. Like this was rate it. Maybe a meal train rating system where you're like, this food sucks. You know, put them on the end of the week or something where we're not going to be home anyway.
Yeah. And I don't know why. Maybe this is me being really insensitive. Does Brittany need a meal train in terms of like this surgery that she's going through? Obviously she needs someone to pick her up and she's going to be hurting and everything. But like, is it at meal train level? Is it like, can it just be, can we bring her over a casserole? And,
well,
you know,
for one
like,
thing,
I know when you're ailing.
Enough food today to last about 2 weeks. So there's that.
Yeah.
But also, what she's doing, and I know because I went to the doctor to ask about my own mommy makeover, and they were like, but you don't have a vagina. I was like, I've got a fupa, so get your sucker ready because you're getting this whole body done. And so I talked to them about it, and apparently it hurts really bad, but they also like cut your muscle, like they cut your stomach muscle and then pull it up and like re-sew it, so you're in severe pain. Yeah,
okay,
at least that's what
meal train granted.
I'm a disaster meal train granted. By the way, so yeah, I think it is meal train, but you know what, I can't do it at my place because that hill. I live up a hill. How the fuck am I even going to Uber home from the place? I'm not going to be able to walk up that hill. I was watching her try to walk up the stairs.
Wait. Are you doing this in LA?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I would trust LA more.
I'll get you up that hill, Ronnie. Don't you worry about that.
You will? Well, you can back up the hill now in your car, right? You're good at that.
Yeah. Well, I don't back up it. I go straight up it and then I back down it.
Oh, well, that's a brave way to do it.
I think it's easier.
I don't know. I couldn't ask anybody to see me like that. Be like,
oh, come on. come on.
You know, I'm
either way,
a nightmare. I'll be like,
okay, I will grant. Hand me I will grant heroin. Brittany the meal train. I will grant her the meal train. meal train granted. I just got a notification from Amtrak and the meal train is departing the station. Congratulations, you got a ticket.
And how hard can it be? It's a meal train for Brittany. You just need to have some wings and some nuggets and she's fine.
But like, well, also, where's Sherry? Where is Sherry in all this?
Where is Sherry in her white lip, her white ass lips?
Someone needs to leave her like a little trail of chalk to go to the car and just guide her Hansel and Gretel style.
She's been through so many of these surgeries, though, with Brittany. Because she was with Brittany for one last season or the season before when Brittany got her neck or whatever done. She was there. Yeah. I remember her being there. But she's probably like, girl, how many surgeries are you getting a year? I'm out, okay? I'm mom-trained out. We're going to start a mom train to just start sending in other reality stars, mom, for your ass. I've done enough.
I don't know. I don't know why I had such a reaction to the meal train. It's just like, I think that they do a tremendous service. And I love that their websites that are set up that just make it so easy. I think if I drill down to it, I know I'm going to make something awesome for the meal train. Last time I contributed to a meal train, I made an amazing dish that unfortunately featured nuts and the child was allergic to nuts. So it was not really palatable for the family, but it still was
that's
a great dish.
Amazing. You're my hero.
But I was like, buck up, it's a good meal. So what? You'll get some hives, have to go to the hospital. I could do two meal trains at once. Try
hives
me.
Will be worth it, you little whiner.
No, but I know I'll do something really good. But then like I go onto the meal train site and it's like, oh, unfortunately, the only availability is like Tuesday at 2 p.m. And it's like, I can't do that. And now I can't do it. And it's annoying. And it's because like Nia has been like, sorry, I gave like the easier slots to Janet or whatever, or to Michelle Lolly.
Yeah.
And it's like, but they're going to make shitty food and I can make a really good thing. And I have to be stuck in the slot which that's most inconvenient for me. I feel like that's not fair.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what always happens with meal trains. It's like, you always get stuck with a bad slot. And then someone who's really bad at like making food, like takes up all the good slots. They actually go and they claim all the good slots. And then it's like, congrats, enjoy your lean cuisines you're about to get.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of it too, I don't know why we're spending 80 hours on meal trains, but there's
so obnoxious too. I'm like, I can make a good meal train.
No, cause I'm so into this discussion. No, I'm so into this discussion too. But I think another part of it is that it's elective surgery. And sometimes that makes me a little like, excuse you, you know, like the last meal train was for my friend with cancer. You're getting a tummy tuck. Like I'm not making,
that's what
I'm
feels. Not,
you don't get, you know, like you don't get my,
that's why it feels a little,
you know,
that's, I feel like it's for, you know, people who are like sick and like, and are like, they, it's just, it's a real
like you
thing.
Can order, I mean,
look,
pizza.
If you're in pain from a lipo, like your pain is still valid. Your feelings are valid, but your pain is still your pain. So you deserve a meal train.
Okay. You've changed my mind.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Okay, so Janet says Jason tried to get his number, which I'm still thinking about. I thought about it all night. I was like, well, what is,
it's
what does that mean? Why didn't anybody question that?
Maybe
is Jason getting
else.
A dick train? What's happening? Let's set up a dick train for Jason. So Brittany's like, okay, well, you know, thank y'all for being here because I'm just freaking the hell out. I mean, wait, why do I feel like I'm going to cry? It's a big deal, Brittany. Yes, it is something you have wanted for years.
Yeah, it's something I wanted for years. You know, going through such a bad relationship where I was like told my body looked like a tree trunk.
God, I fucking hate Jax. What a monster.
How awful.
Jesus.
So she's like, oh, this
Brittany's
revelation.
A hottie. Like, Brittany's like a hottie. Like when she's bigger, I think she's hot. She looks gorgeous. I don't understand how anybody could be with Brittany. I mean, there's a lot to say about Brittany, but ugly and tree trunk body is not what I would go with. She's a gorgeous girl. So, you've got a Hooters. You've got like, you know, I saw an interview with Brittany, like one of those Hooters on the street interviews, Sporkle on the streets. And she was talking about how she's in the Hooters Hall of Fame. And she has like a gold card where she can just eat free Hooters for life. I mean, wow. that's a hot girl. Like, why are we? Oh, fuck off, Jax. Still.
Yeah.
Jax isn't even here anymore. Still fuck off, Jax.
Yeah, and she just was, just she tells us how she was in like in a really bad place, and you know, and she's just trying to remove the last vestiges of Jax because if it doesn't serve her anymore, she can get rid of it. So she's like, "I don't feel so good," and Lala goes, "I know this sounds cheesy, but I'm like very excited for you to feel like the way I see you. Oh my god, I hope you see me like a crab because I'm gonna get those shells on my back. It's gonna be great."
I know you've been through a lot. Janet's like, out with the old. She goes, yeah, out with the old titties, then with new titties. Okay. It is very the valley for someone to be like, I'm going through an empowerment storyline by getting my ex's titties out of me.
So then, you know what I love?
These and I'm getting rid of them. I'm getting my own boobies.
So they've all eaten all this crab while standing over the kitchen island, and now they like pack it all up. And I love how the whole group came together to like wipe down that table. I was like, wow, you guys really did that. That's the messiest table in a second. And then like, yeah. That was friends. I was like, I was genuinely touched by how they all made that kitchen island sparkle clean.
Sparkle and meanwhile, for sure.
Sparkle. And then meanwhile, Jasmine was drinking Opus, this bottle of Opus, which apparently is very expensive, and she didn't realize. And they're like, Neil's like, you're drinking Opus? What? That's expensive. Oh my god, you emptied it. Wow, someone drank a bottle of wine in the group, everyone.
Yeah. And she's like, I think it said Opus. I don't know, I'm dyslexic.
I was looking for my favorite wine, Supo.
Puso? I don't know.
Supo?
Opus, that's so expensive. I don't know. I didn't drink it all. She's like, it's empty. This is like $100+ per bottle of wine. She's like, I didn't know. She's like, this is a very expensive bottle of wine, Daniel. It's like, Nia, that you're more upset about this than your husband emotionally abusing you in front of everybody. Good Lord, calm down. It's not yours.
Well, the word opus is very triggering in their household, mainly because it reminds Daniel of things that he doesn't have in his career. So, Lala, we call that an opus zing around here in the Crappens parts.
I love it.
Come for the artichoke humor, stay for the opus zings.
That was like Pulitzer worthy. That was good.
Like Mr. Hollander has one.
I know a guy named Opus. He's so sweet and funny.
Really?
Yeah, he's opus? Got awards. And he does have awards, actually.
Opus has an opus.
Opus is opus.
When he dies, he'll have an obit. An obit of his opus.
So yeah, and he is freaking out about the wine. And then, Brittany's like, I don't drink it. I'm like, what the hell? What do I care?
When was the last time you saw a crab drinking wine, right? So we're getting to character. So excited for tomorrow.
So Kristen is like, I don't know why I'm so committed to the idea.
Brittany transforming herself into a crab at her.
She thinks it's like, well, I thought I could choose any sort of animal I want. So,
so Michelle's like, I have one Obas bottle. That is all I got from my marriage. One bottle of Obas. So they
outside, Lala, Kristen, and Zach sit down, which is, of course, as we all recognize, the pre-gossip session before the group fight. So Lala's like, so what's new? And he's like, we did talk to Nia today, and I feel like she doesn't like to hear certain things. Also, my neck hurts from following her bouncing so much. It was like 15 minutes of straight nodding.
She had to leave, though, because her baby broke its neck. That was sad. And Kristen's like, well, she said that Daniel apologized to you and that spoke to you about it. And she's like, yes, but this isn't about me. This is about how I witnessed a man speaking to his wife's.
Yeah, I don't know for myself. I don't feel like, here come Nia and Jasmine. Hey, girl. Hey.
So, because everyone's quiet and Lala's just looking at her like,
It's like, so I hear you guys were talking about me a little bit. I'm going to put on my crazy head of HOA smile.
People of the world better watch out. It's a meal train gonna run you over, Lala.
So Lala's like, so like, you know what? Like, yeah, so, you know, we went to lunch and I was just saying that, I've been through some shit in my life, but I was triggered because I watched a man yelling at a woman's. And like, I don't know how you guys speak to each other. I'm not in your marriage. I just know there's strange shit happening.
So she says, you know, it's hard to describe her feelings towards Daniel. He's a church-going family man, and give him a bit of liquor, and he wilds out. And if his wife knows, she chooses to turn a blind eye, and she can't decide if they're trying to hide a very dark, deep-rooted secrets, or if Nia's just struggling to survive in it. And Lala is saying, you know, this happened in a public common area in the house we were staying in, so you're being put in a very vulnerable position, and I don't want that to happen to you because that's not normal behavior. I thought this was well said on Lala's part. Mm-hmm. I thought it was well explained, and she made it very clear, I'm not talking about the drinking, I'm talking about how he's yelling at you in public, and I don't want you to be in a position like that.
Yes.
I appreciate that, but also Daniel has his own therapist and I have my own therapist and we have a couples therapy. Like, we really stay on top of healthy, open communication and we're good.
Yeah, this friend group is not perfect, but I think overall we're like pretty perfect. And Jasmine's like, yeah, but like she hasn't been around. And if you're like new to the group or something like that, no, Jasmine, you're not the one who can say it. Anyways, I feel like if Zach felt a certain sort of, she's drunk. I love you, Jasmine, but you're drunk.
What the fuck? This is so weird. Why isn't Jasmine allowed to talk?
Yeah.
So, and Jasmine feels the same way. She's like, I'm not drunk. Don't say that, Kristen. She's like, yes, you are. And I still love you. And she goes, Kristen, don't say that. It's fucked up. Don't say it. If I'm drunk, then you're drunk. Don't say I'm drunk, bitch. And she's like, I already forgot what I was saying, though. So. Yeah, exactly. Because you're drunk, too. So don't fucking say that. I'm drunk, bitch. So now Jasmine's ready to go.
And Jasmine, like, Jasmine also is doing this.
Everyone's just ignoring Jasmine because they're like, can we say on one thing at a time? You can fight with Kristen in a minute, okay?
I know.
We're on abusive.
So Jasmine's like, on deck. So she's like getting ready. She's sort of like, oh. And she spends the rest of the scene being like, oh, okay. Well, I guess you're going to say that thing, which is fine because like apparently I can't say it. Apparently I'm drunk.
She's sitting on the edge of, on the arm of Kristen's chair and she keeps turning around like, really? You want to start with me? This is some bullshit. And Kristen's just like, what? Everyone's just trying not to look at Jasmine so they don't have to move on to this fight. They're like, Jasmine, we're in the middle of a very serious scene. You can do this fight after, okay? Calm, calm. Not your time yet. Just give it a minute.
And Nia's like,
the fact that they're talking to me about Daniel having an issue with drinking when Jasmine's over here, like, whoa, is it okay if I talk about her?
Well, people are allowed to get drunk in this group. They're allowed to. It's that Danny makes people feel uncomfortable when he does it.
Jasmine isn't yelling at her wife right now in public, Nia. So yes. No, it's not the same. So Kristen's like, oh, I lost my train of thought. Oh, thank God you didn't lose the train of meals. Meal train. Sorry. Look, you know, maybe because of your pageant background, they're assuming that it was like this, like, perfect, like, maybe look, you have to look perfect type of thing. She's like, well, he did speak to me in a way that I did not like. And Jasmine's like, oh, so I shouldn't talk, right? I shouldn't talk? So, okay, I guess I'm not going to talk then. I'll just be over here not talking.
You know, there's something that's like really making me upset that like happened to me last year, but apparently I can't say it, so never mind. Lala's like, okay, you know, I love all the communication and I could be coming from like a very wounded place, but like I was triggered. And when I'm feeling something, I feel like I need to talk about it.
Yeah, I respect that that's your experience. And these moments could absolutely trigger you or somebody.
And then Jasmine's like, what the hell? You were sitting here validating her triggers, but last year you weren't validating my triggers. That's all I'm saying. And Jasmine says, this is what's annoying her so much is that like Lala can be like, oh, wow, Danny made me feel this way. And then everyone's like, oh, wow, Lala, tell us more. But then last year when Jasmine said it, they're like, okay, whatever. And all hell broke loose. I think that's a valid point.
Well, I'm trying to remember how it went down. because I feel like they did support Jasmine, but then it turned into Janet kept going and going. It's like Janet just kept it going and making it bigger and bigger and bigger, and then they flipped out on Janet. But I see how Jasmine is like that, especially when she's sitting here, you know, talking about this to people, and she's being shut up for no reason.
Well, because
that
last
was crazy behavior of Kristen.
Last year, Kristen did not support Jasmine on the Santa Barbara trip when Danny passed out, and Jasmine's like, hello, this is like crazy. This is like weird. Like whatever. Why are we not acting like this?
Santa Barbara trip. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then Kristen was like, oh, he's allowed to get drunk. Because back then there was like kind of more of a prevailing thought, like, look, he had a long day and he drank and he passed out and like there's nothing deep in it. And yeah, now
that's
it's
how
like,
I thought back then. I'll admit to it. I was like, well, but now we so see what? He's on it. A group trip and he's drunk. What's the big deal? He took a nap. Isn't that good? Who cares if he's not out here fighting with you guys drunkenly? Like, that's a weird reason to be mad. So yeah, I forgot about that part. So thanks for reminding me.
She was upset about that. And yeah, Kristen pushed back on that one. So
yeah,
I think she's fair to be like, hello.
Yeah, I do too.
Hello. But Lala's basically like, okay, you know, I want to lead this conversation with all of us feeling good dusk. And Jasmine's like, I'll just stay quiet. And she's like doing this thing. She's like closing her lips with her fingers. She's like, Jasmine's just doing her own little show on the side. And they're fully ignoring her. So now it's a commercial break and it's Brittany's surgery day. And so Brittany is in like a surgical gown that looks like very much like from that show you were just watching, The Prophet. She's sort of, when she wasn't in makeup and she was in this very floral long gown and it was, and her hair was back and she had her glasses on. And it was funny to me because I feel like whenever I see a show about cults, there's always someone like an elder who, when you look at them, you're like, person who I just assume is like 68, I'm realizing they're just like 36. They just have styled themselves that, like, because they're in the cult, they have to like style themselves in this very, very old fashioned way. And it was like funny 50s, to me,
horn rimmed like, glasses.
Yeah. And like, so seeing Brittany like this, I was like, oh, it's sort of cool because I always imagine when I see those cult documentaries of like someone who is dressed like that, I'm always imagining what would they look like if they actually had styling that was more like current and more of like of the moment. I'm always like, I always wonder what their makeover would look like. And so it was cool because when I saw Brittany getting ready for surgery, she looked to me like she was in a cult.
You saw the before. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like reverse. And I was like, oh, now I can imagine like, oh, if
that's a good show. That's a good idea for a show. Cult makeovers. You know, we just go in and take the, you know, the fundamentalist LDS ladies from all the cults and just all the cult documentaries on Netflix and just like here, you know, here's a push up bra and a, you know, a sky top.
We did get to see, we got to see some of them in a out of cult garb, but it was sort of cool. I was like, oh, I had this weird moment where I saw Brittany like that. And I was like, I can imagine her in a cult. And now I'm happy because I can imagine what her cult makeover would look like. And it would just be Brittany. So
well,
I was like,
it's so
I don't
funny
know if that
because
makes sense.
Women,
it's a very
you know,
happy thing for me.
Most women wear makeup and do their hair and all that stuff. And guys just always look like the before of a cult. That's the thing. Like, we just always look like shit, you know? We're like, we're always as unput together as can be.
Yeah.
You know, it's a privilege, I guess. Like, we can just walk around looking like we're in a fundamentalist cult both day and night. It's a day to evening look for us.
Well, anyway, that was clearly the pressing thought on my mind. So Brittany is starting her mommy makeover and she's just saying that she was in a really dark place about how she felt and how her body looked. And she would just cancel plans and stay home and didn't want to go out. And this is her way of taking her power back. And it's a big deal for her. So she goes under the knife. And then Jasmine and Kristen meet up for a lunch and they have a nice little lunch. And Jasmine basically is like, you know, first they start talking about babies, but she's really just there to say, look, it bothered me that you discredited me and like my feelings need to be considered.
Yeah. So then where are we? I got distracted.
So they're at this restaurant and Jasmine's saying like,
yes. So Jasmine,
I have
Jasmine,
a lot of emotions. She has a big monologue. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And I liked her opening up about this. And I also liked Kristen not arguing and just listening and being like, okay, you know, I get it. And thank you for explaining it like that. But she basically, Jasmine is saying, you know, I just want to let you know how I feel because leaving Crab Boy all night, I had all these emotions because Lala's talking about how she's triggered about Danny. And you and Zach are just like supporting her and listening to her. And I had to pause because I was like, when I had a situation with Danny, it was totally overlooked. And I don't even want to cry. But, you know, she starts to cry and she's like, I didn't know, you know, I know you and Nia are close, but I'm like, God, I thought I was closer to Kristen. And, you know, it just everything going so left kind of ruined it for me that I didn't get the same level of support. And Kristen cops to it. And she's like, well, basically, I think my hatred for Janet, like my need to be right against Janet, overshadowed my being there for you as a friend.
Yeah.
Right. And I thought that was a pretty good way to put it. And true.
Yeah. And Jasmine says, you know, I'm black, I'm gay, I'm a woman. I have to fight three times harder than anybody in this group for to be taken seriously. And not just this group, the world. So don't ever want, you know, my friends to think that. But like, it has crossed my mind before. Are they listening to Lala because she's white? I think sometimes I do think that. I don't know. So then Kristen is like, yeah, I didn't make you guys more important than protecting Danny and Nia, and they have like a nice moment. They clasp hands, and it's lovely.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So now it's 2 p.m. almost, and Brittany is coming out of surgery, and doctor's like, "How are you feeling?" She's like, "I don't feel great. I don't like being a crab." And he's like, okay, well, you have some tightness. And then Kristen and Zach.
He's like, let go of my finger. Let go of my finger. It actually, you're cutting through my actual finger. Okay, these claws are going to take a minute to get used to, but you will get used to them. Okay, don't pick up paper. Don't check your own mail. You will cut your bills in half. Okay, you don't know your own
strength. No, 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 no. Kiss the girl.
Okay, kissing fine. No hand jobs. No hand jobs for a while. Okay.
Under the sea.
Okay.
Doctor, is it true that everything's better where everything's wetter?
Okay, that's cute, enough. But I'm going to need to do the same thing I did during that movie and request that Ursula get back on the screen. Okay. Thanks.
Go ahead, leave you alone. Does somebody say something about artichokes? I'm here, meal train for the doctors.
Poor unfortunate hearts. So Kristen and the friends come in. Kristen and Zach come. I'm like, oh my God, how are you? Girl, just let me tell my friends now, do not come in and visit me after my 360 tummy tuck thing. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Well, someone has to come in there and fetch you.
No,
it's probably
I'm paying a postmate. No, I'm paying a postmate to do it.
You're paying a male escort.
Yeah. Oh no, not an escort. God, I don't want to see this. I don't want it's some in the, it's in the job, like job description. No.
Yeah. Well, we'll figure something out for you.
That's funny.
Escort. That's what they do, right? Are they hired to take people from hospitals?
God. No. So now they're just checking on Brittany and stuff. And she's like, I feel like an asshole. They're driving her home. He's like, well, you look amazing. You don't look like an asshole. So they have to walk her up the stairs now, and it's hell. And Kristen's like, oh my God, why didn't we get a postmate? That was a great idea, Ronnie. That's where I got the idea from, Kristen.
And then they keep making her laugh because like her stomach hurts so much. And she's like, stop making me laugh. So they get her upstairs, and then Zach is like, sorry, I do have to put this in your mouth. I don't know, was this medicine or something? He was like spooning her something. And she's like, oh, go. It's ground up artichoke. I hope you enjoy it.
So they're like, you're going to look amazing. She's like, I can't believe I'm going to see over my titties. Ow.
You're a cool guy. Hey, can you put some sunglasses on my boobies? Just that way they look like Kingsley. Oh.
You are literally so hard-headed. What happened to your head?
It's a crab head now.
Oh, wow. So
they really did
Jasmine.
It.
Now we go to another sick bed. This is Jason's. So Jasmine comes over to visit Jason with Tom Schwartz. And, you know, they're checking in on Jason. It's a really
Tom Schwartz scene, everyone, basically. He brings over a plant. They're like, wow, a plant. Yeah, it's been a while. So Jasmine comes over too, and they're all sort of like, sit down, and Janet's like, it's crazy how such like a little move resulted in all of this, right? I mean, wow, I have to think twice about going to Dave and Buster's now. And Tom's like, wow, it was a mighty move. Let's not belittle it. So Jasmine basically is like, yeah, I care about you. And I realized like you guys actually really had my back last year. Jason's like, yeah, I mean, it wasn't hard to. I mean, like I didn't feel like, you know what I mean? I have a question. Am I getting less hot now that I'm sitting here? Please tell me it's not true. Okay, I don't want my son to see me this way. No, you're fine, Jason. We've just been
friends for so long. Does this crutch make my butt look big? Tell me the truth.
I just don't want my son to know that there was a moment in his life when his dad wasn't hot. So it's just really hard for me. So Jasmine basically says, after seeing how Kristen and Zach are handling this Lala and Danny situation, I'm starting to see like, oh yeah, Jason and Janet actually did have my back last year. And I know they took it like a little too far, but I appreciate that you had my back when other people I thought were going to didn't.
Yeah. So now she's gonna defect to team Janet and Jason. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun.
The J and the J and the J.
Yeah, the triple J's. So then Schwartz has called him a surprise over.
For no good reason. He's like, okay, guys, close your eyes because we have a surprise for you. I'm like, there's no surprise. We can see five guys behind you. There's a mariachi band. I was like, why is there a mariachi band behind there? So they come out. I'm sorry. I don't want live music blasting in my face if I'm ailing with a knee issue in my bedroom. Too much.
I don't either. I mean, mariachi bands are so talented and stuff, but I don't really want them at my table either because there's that awkward, like, you have to watch and be like, oh, like, I'm so into this. Love this song. This is great. And then it just keeps going. It's like they have to choose the 5-minute version. And then you're like, okay, here's $5. And they just keep going. And it's like, okay, here's $10. This is blackmail now. Get the fuck away from my table. What, you want my chips too? What else can I give you? Do you want my jacket? Like, how much money do I have to get you to get the fuck away from my table at this point? You know?
Yeah, I just didn't understand why there was a mariachi band. Tom's like, no one can stay sad with a mariachi band, but they can stay sad if you stay in the room. So please.
And I can literally stay sad with a mariachi band. I love a mariachi. Don't get me wrong. Grew up with them. Actually had them at some of my birthday parties growing up, believe it or not, because I grew up in El Paso. Love a mariachi band. Just not right at my table and not right at my couch. You know, yeah. I need to go back to talking to my friends while you're singing and be like, oh my God, isn't this good? You know, well, they're great. Not this. Oh, you're doing so good. You're doing great, Colleen. No, go away. I've already given you $20 at this. Oh, $25? Okay, $25. Go. So also he did it because he's wacky Schwartz, guys.
Yeah, this was just a wacky thing. That's why I couldn't stand it. I was like, you brought this guy back on the show to have this wacky mariachi moment. Please. So now we go over to a coffee shop where Michelle and Jesse are meeting. And Michelle's like, well, I don't think you've been here, have you? He's like, no, I haven't been to Wilshire since it got torn apart. You know, I haven't seen Michelle since San Diego, and definitely some of the things that need to be discussed, some things that were said, you know, we need to address them. And Michelle has a way of getting under my skin, but you know, just takes me a beat to see where I went wrong. I'm like, she can get under your skin. You took out a loan. You took out a loan behind her back and are now making her pay half of it back.
Yes. And he's like, yeah, you know, it's been a long journey since our first coffee together. That's why I got decaf. Huh. She's like, well, you know, that was exactly 10 years ago. And you look a little older. He's like, wow, thanks. Well, clock, that is the first subtle dig of the afternoon. She goes, well, I just meant a little older because it's been 10 years. I'm being nice.
I don't think it was that subtle of a dig. I think you can clock it as a full-fledged out in the open dig. That was just a full-on dig. That was just like, I have 149,000 more of those coming towards you. One dig per dollar. So he is basically saying like, yeah, we were like kids back then. And those are the good old days. So I wanted to apologize to you. I felt really ashamed of my overreaction in the kitchen the other day. And I think I turned it from Lacey and you having a conversation to now it was like all about me. And since I've now apologized for that, I think I'm off the hook from many other things, like, I don't know, debts that I'm making you pay on my behalf. So have a great day.
At least 300,000 other things. Okay, this was great. By the way, did you pay for my coffee? I left the tab for you. It's decaf, so hopefully it's cheaper. All right. And she's like, I do not want to. Oh, go ahead. I'm so sorry.
No, you go ahead, please.
No,
my
please.
Honor would be for you to go ahead.
I do not want to talk about the Bazit anymore. I've asked for a divorce for 2 years. We are in limbo, and it is awkward. You are my husband, and you won't divorce me. Do you know how that makes me feel? And he's like, oh, my God, you keep telling people I'm not going to divorce you. Come on. People have come up to me and said, Michelle told me you won't sign papers. I had to explain to the guys, we don't have papers to sign. Absolutely no papers. How could I even sign? I would sign them in 2 seconds if I just had them right in front of me. That is crazy. I won't sign papers. Come on.
We have papers.
God, I'm not signing those. Are you fucking crazy? What? This is a coffee shop. Have some respect.
It's very simple. And you know what? I am willing to take half of $300,000 of debt and just walk away. I get nothing from getting divorced to you. In fact, it hurts me. But I want to move on. I would like to move on to a very unexpected celebrity romance. Please let me have this. Please. I just want to, because we can't be married forever.
He's like, oh, no, no, but I don't think we will. You know, we talked a couple of days ago about where we are with the SBA loan. She goes, yeah, well, I spoke to the lawyer again. And I said, what does Jesse need to do so we can move forward? And he said, you sign this, you put the date, and it will be law that I'm responsible for having the debt. I just want to be divorced. Oh, my God. I guess it's worth it, but this is just... this is huge. This is a huge loss. I would find a way out of this, but I'm stumbling because I don't know what the way out would be, because the man is useless. He doesn't make any money. He hasn't saved any money. All he does is spend the money. And if you stay married to him, he could rack up this debt again. I just don't know what I would do, but it's stressing me out that she's signing this paper. I don't want her to do it.
Oh. She should take out a loan and make him pay for half of it in return. But guess what? You also owe me $150,000.
Oh, that's true. That's a good one, right before they get divorced.
Yeah, just to show him. So Jesse's like, I'm not stalling. I've moved on with my life. I'm not doing this to punish her. She sends me an email in May and doesn't follow up again until August. Like, if it wasn't in front of my face, it was kind of in the back of my head. I'm like, we know there's a hair dent. We know it's covering, that hair is covering all the things you should be doing. So Jesse is like, he's like, okay, well, I will sign this and I will send you an email as soon as I get home. I'm like, okay, he's not signing it. That's what
he's
that means.
He's not signing it. Then sign it right now.
Sign it. He's like, are you going to cry? I don't know. Don't pull a Jesse. I am not. Are you going to cry? No. I thought pulling a Jesse meant taking out a secret loan. I will cry. Yes.
Why? And she's like, I just want to be happy again. And I don't see a window to push you out of. I don't know why I'm crying. I'm super excited to get divorced, but it's obviously a little sad too, you know? And she tells us she's sad because she thinks of the good memories and they used to laugh and they were good business partners and they traveled well. And it was just so magical. And she's like, how could I even want to get divorced? But then I remember all the terrible moments too. And he's like, you want to hug it out? She's like, sure. Wait, get your hand out of my pocket. Didn't you used to keep your wallet right here in the back?
Ow, I just got pricked by something. Sorry. Kristen put an artichoke back there.
That is one of Brittany's grab claws that she didn't use on her bag. He's like, I always have a place in my heart for Michelle because we did go through a lot. And God, her credit's good.
Or was good.
Was good.
God. Yeah,
exactly.
It was fun destroying that for her. Yeah. That was it. So everyone, thank you so much for being here. Come join us next week and we will catch you on the next episode of Watch What Crappens. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She answered the call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster. It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big Yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with K. Rob.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.